Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're going to be talking about something that's going to make you think twice about how you use your mouse online.
Oh, really?
It's called double clickjacking, and it's a new cybersecurity threat.
Hey.
It takes advantage of something we all do.
Let me guess.
Without even thinking about it.
Double clicking.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah, I do that all the time.
We've all been there.
I know.
And it all starts with something called clickjacking.
Okay, I've heard of that.
So clickjacking is when attackers try to trick you into clicking something you didn't mean to.
Oh, yeah, like those fake download buttons.
Yeah, exactly. Or those ads disguised as buttons.
Oh, yeah, those are sneaky.
And it can be really dangerous.
That's if you end up on a malicious website.
Right.
Or downloading something you shouldn't.
Exactly.
So how is double clickjacking different?
Well, double clickjacking takes it one step further.
Oh, boy.
It waits for that second click.
The
one you make out of habit. You mean like...
To really get you...
I'm starting to get nervous now.
I know, it's a little unsettling.
It is.
But that's why we're here, to break it down. Okay.
I get it.
So you understand the threat and how to protect yourself.
Yeah, makes sense.
Now, to really understand how dangerous this can be...
Okay.
We need to talk about the potential consequences.
I'm all ears.
We're talking about things like account takeovers.
Oh, wow.
Unauthorized access to your apps.
Not good.
And even messing with your crypto wallets.
Seriously.
Yeah. It's pretty serious stuff.
I had no idea it could be that bad.
I know, it's a lot to take in.
It is.
But don't worry, we're going to break it all down.
Okay.
With the help of our expert.
That's me.
Who's going to walk us through how this all actually works.
Sounds good. I'm ready when you are.
So let's start with the basics.
Okay.
How does this double click attack actually happen?
Okay. Well, imagine this.
Okay.
You're on a website.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a button that says something like.
Like what?
Like double click to continue.
Or maybe double click to prove you're human.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those.
Right. They seem pretty standard these days.
Yeah, definitely. I never really thought much of them.
And that's exactly what makes this attack so sneaky.
Oh.
The first click might open a new window.
Okay.
Maybe an ad or just a simple prompt.
Right.
But here's the thing.
What?
Behind the scenes,
mm-hmm.
the original page
yeah.
is being swapped out.
Swapped out for what?
For something much more dangerous.
Like what?
Like a login page for one of your important accounts.
Wait, so I'm thinking I'm still interacting with that first window.
Right.
But the website has actually changed underneath.
You got it.
That's crazy.
It is pretty wild.
So I make that second click.
Yeah.
Thinking I'm finishing that first task.
Exactly.
But I'm actually giving the attacker access to my account.
You nailed it.
Wow. I never would have thought of that.
It's all about timing and exploiting what the user expects to happen.
I see.
We expect that second click to go to the first window.
Right.
But the attackers have switched things up on us.
And we have no idea.
Exactly.
That's so sneaky.
It really is.
Now, you mentioned authorizing the attacker.
Right.
What exactly does that mean?
How are they actually getting access? Well, this is where something called OAuth comes into play.
Oath? What's that?
It's the technology behind all those login with buttons you see everywhere.
Oh,
like
wow.
Login with Google or login with Facebook.
Right. Those are super convenient.
They are.
But I'm starting to see how they could be dangerous, too.
Yeah. OAuth lets you grant third-party apps access to your accounts.
Okay.
Without having to share your actual password.
Right, because it's all handled through that login with button.
Exactly.
So it's not just any random website they're hijacking.
You know,
it could be my Google account.
Potentially.
My social media.
Uh-huh.
Even my bank.
You're catching on quickly.
This is kind of freaking me out.
I know, it's a lot.
So what kinds of platforms are actually vulnerable to this? Well, research has shown vulnerabilities on some pretty big platforms.
Like what?
Like Salesforce.
Oh, wow.
Slack.
Really?
And even Shopify.
Who, even those free trial buttons could be a trap.
It's definitely a possibility.
This is wild.
And it's not just websites either.
What else?
Browser extensions can be hijacked this way too.
Browser extensions?
Yeah, things like your crypto wallets.
Oh, no.
Or your VPNs.
Wow, so many of our listeners are into crypto.
I know.
This could be really bad for them.
It could.
What's the worst that could happen?
Well, if an attacker gets control of your crypto wallet.
Yeah.
They could potentially make unauthorized transactions.
Oh, no.
Drain your funds.
That's terrible.
Or even disable your security settings.
So they basically have full control.
Pretty much.
This is making me really rethink all those times.
Yeah.
I just instinctively double-clicked online.
I know. It's unsettling.
It's scary to realize how vulnerable we are.
It is.
Something so simple.
Right.
So what are developers doing about this?
Well, thankfully, they're starting to take notice.
Good.
In the short term.
Yeah.
They're implementing JavaScript code.
Okay.
That prevents buttons from being clickable. until there's genuine user interaction.
Like what?
Like moving your mouse or pressing a key.
So they're basically putting a safeguard in place.
Exactly.
To make sure it's really me doing the clicking.
Right.
Not some sneaky code in the background.
You got it.
That's good to know.
There are even some example scripts available.
Oh, really?
That developers can use to implement this right away.
So they don't have to start from scratch.
Exactly.
That's great. At least someone's on the case.
Yeah. But that's just a temporary fix.
Okay.
For a long-term solution, we're going to need changes at the browser level.
That makes sense.
I mean, browser level changes will be much harder for attackers to bypass.
So what kind of changes are we talking about?
Well, there are a few ideas being discussed.
Like what?
One is introducing new HTTP headers.
Okay.
Specifically designed for double-click protection.
So new rules specifically for this type of attack.
Exactly.
That's great.
And another idea is to enhance content security policy.
What's that?
We call it CSP for short.
Okay.
It's basically a set of rules
okay.
that tells the browser what content is allowed to load on a website.
Interesting.
Where that content can come from.
So by strengthening CSP,
yeah.
browsers could potentially block these sneaky page swaps
exactly.
that happen during a double-click jacking attack.
You got it. It's about tightening security at the very foundation.
So it's much harder for attackers to exploit these vulnerabilities.
That's the idea.
That's great. But even with these solutions,
right.
attackers are always going to be trying to find new ways around them.
Unfortunately, that's true.
So what can we as users do
yeah.
to push for these changes?
Well, the most important thing is to stay informed
okay.
about these threats
right.
and advocate for better security measures.
So like contacting browser developers
exactly.
and demanding that websites implement these protections.
Yep. And educating yourself and others about cybersecurity best practices.
Well, knowledge is power, right?
Absolutely.
Now, before we move on to what users can do to protect themselves.
Okay.
Let's dive a little deeper into those developer solutions.
Sure.
You talked about limiting the use of window.opener.
Yes.
Can you explain what that is?
And why it's a problem. Okay, so think of window.opener as a way for different browser windows to talk to each other.
Okay.
So if you click a link that opens in a new tab, that new tab can use window.opener
okay.
to interact with the original tab.
Oh, so it's like a back channel between tabs.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
But how can attackers exploit this?
They can manipulate window.opener
okay.
to control what happens in the original tab.
Wow.
Even without you realizing it.
So for example?
They could use it to redirect you to a malicious website.
Oh no.
Or they could change the content of the page.
While I'm focused on the new tab.
Exactly.
It's all about sneaky manipulation
yeah.
and taking advantage of those moments.
Oh, when we're not paying attention.
That's right.
And limiting the use of window.openers can help prevent that.
It can.
By minimizing the communication between windows.
Exactly.
So attackers have fewer opportunities to mess with things.
Right.
Okay, that makes sense.
Good.
Now, you also mentioned tighter control over iframes.
Yes.
Iframes, what are those again?
Iframes are like little windows embedded within a web page.
Okay.
They're often used to display content from other websites.
Oh, yeah.
Like videos or interactive widgets.
Right. I've seen those.
So how do they play into this double-click jacking attack?
Yeah. I'm curious about that.
Well, attackers can use iframes to create a hidden layer.
Okay.
On top of a legitimate website.
A hidden layer.
You might think you're interacting with the real site.
Yeah.
But you're actually clicking on elements within the iframe.
And those elements are controlled by the attacker.
Exactly.
It's like a digital disguise.
Yeah. A good way to think about it.
You think you're in one place, but you're actually somewhere else entirely.
Right.
That's both clever and terrifying.
It is.
So by implementing stricter rules around how iframes are used and what content they can display,
right.
developers can make things more secure.
Absolutely.
So it's all about thinking about security from the ground up.
That's right.
And anticipating these potential threats,
uh-huh.
designing websites that are less susceptible to these attacks.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense.
Look good.
Now, even if developers implement all these best practices,
right.
determined attackers could still find ways to exploit things.
Unfortunately, yes.
So that's why those long-term solutions are so important.
They are.
Like those browser-level changes we talked about.
Right.
Because even with the best developer practices,
yeah.
there might still be vulnerabilities
that's true.
That attackers can take advantage of.
It's like a constant game of cat and mouse.
Yeah.
Developers trying to stay one step ahead of the attackers.
So advocating for those browser-level changes
yes.
is absolutely crucial.
Because that's where we can really build a more secure foundation.
For the entire web.
Right.
It's about creating a more resilient online ecosystem.
That can adapt to new threats.
Exactly.
This has been so insightful.
Glad to hear it.
I'm starting to understand just how complex this double-click jacking threat is.
It is complex.
And how it goes beyond just technical stuff.
Yeah. It really does.
It also exploits our own habits.
Right.
And the trust we place in websites and online services.
It's the human element.
I'm a little overwhelmed, but also fascinated.
I understand.
So I think we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
But I'm really eager to hear more about what we as users can do to protect ourselves.
From this sneaky attack. Absolutely. Let's dive into that next.
Okay, great.
It's all about awareness, vigilance.
Okay.
And a healthy dose of skepticism.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
I think our listeners are going to want to hear all about that.
I'm ready to share what I know.
Okay, great. Let's take a quick break.
Sounds good.
And we'll be right back with more on double-click jacking.
See you in a bit.
All right, so we're back.
Back again.
And we're ready to dive into
the
user perspective on double-click jacking.
All right.
You know, how can we as everyday internet users actually protect ourselves from this sneaky attack?
Right.
Now, before we jump into the specific tips,
I
want to go back to something you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
The human element.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Sure. So double-click jacking isn't just a technical attack.
Okay.
It also relies on exploiting our own habits.
I see.
And the trust we place in websites.
Like how?
Well, think about it.
Okay.
We double-click on things all the time online.
Oh, yeah.
It's become second nature.
I know.
We double-click to open files.
Yeah.
To confirm actions.
Right. To just keep moving through the digital world.
Exactly.
And we rarely stop to think about it.
Nope. We just do it.
And attackers are counting on that.
They're counting on us not paying attention.
And just blindly clicking.
Basically.
It's almost like they're hacking our brains.
Yeah, you could say that.
Instead of hacking our computers.
Right, it's like social engineering.
But for our digital reflexes.
Exactly. Instead of tricking us with words, they're tricking us with our own habits.
That's really scary.
It is.
So that's why user education is so important here.
It is.
We need to break those automatic habits.
Yeah, especially when it comes to sensitive actions.
Like logging into our accounts or making online purchases.
Right.
We can't just blindly double click anymore.
Nope. We need to start thinking before we click.
Okay, so I'm ready to ditch my double-clicking habit.
Good.
But seriously, what practical steps can we take?
To protect ourselves. Well, the first step is awareness.
Yeah, okay.
Just knowing that this threat exists
is
a huge step in the right direction.
And then?
And then it's all about paying attention to context.
What do you mean?
So if you see a double-click prompt.
Yeah.
And it seems out of place.
Out of place? How?
Like if it's on a website you don't really trust.
Okay.
Or if it's asking you to do something that doesn't make sense.
That's a red flag.
Exactly. Don't just blindly click.
Even if it feels like something you do all the time.
Right. Always take a moment to assess the situation.
Okay, so context is key.
It is.
And what about those O auth login buttons?
Oh yeah, those can be tricky.
We talked about how convenient they are. But also how they can be exploited.
Right.
So are there any red flags there?
Yeah, so the button itself might look totally legitimate.
Okay.
But pay attention to the website you're on.
So if it's a site I've never heard of, or one that doesn't seem very trustworthy,
exactly,
I should think twice before clicking that button.
Think twice before granting them access to your account.
It's all about trusting my gut.
It is.
And being extra cautious when something feels off.
You got it.
Okay, good advice.
Now, another important thing to keep in mind
is
the security of your browser.
Oh, right.
Making sure your browser is up to date
is
crucial for protecting yourself from all sorts of attacks.
Including double-click jacking.
Yes, because updates often include security patches.
That fix vulnerabilities.
Exactly.
It's so easy to just ignore those update notifications.
I know, but it's really important to install them.
Okay, I'll try to be better about that.
Good.
Now, what about browser extensions?
Oh, yeah, those are another potential vulnerability.
They are.
Yeah, you need to be careful about what extensions you install.
Okay.
And what permissions you give them.
What do you mean?
Well, some extensions ask for a lot of permissions.
Like access to your browsing history?
Exactly, or access to your passwords.
That's scary.
And it's easy to just click allow without thinking.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But you should always be mindful of the permissions you're granting.
Okay, so I need to be more selective.
Yeah, and only install extensions from reputable developers.
How do I know if a developer is reputable?
Do some research.
Okay.
Read reviews. And think carefully about whether you really need that extension.
And whether I trust the developer.
Exactly. It's like doing a mini deep dive
on the extension itself
before you install it.
I like that.
And once you've installed an extension,
yeah,
be sure to regularly review the permissions you've granted.
Okay.
And revoke any permissions for extensions you no longer use.
So it's like spring cleaning for my browser.
Exactly. Getting rid of all the digital clutter.
And making sure everything is running smoothly and securely.
You got it.
This is all great advice.
I'm glad it's helpful.
I'm feeling much more aware of the risks now, but also more empowered to take control of my online security.
That's the goal.
Before we wrap up this part,
okay,
is there anything else our listeners should know
about protecting themselves from double-click jacking? Just remember that security is an ongoing process.
Okay.
It's not a one-time fix.
Well, what does that mean for me?
It means you need to stay informed about new threats.
Okay.
Keep your software updated.
Right.
And be vigilant in your online interactions.
So basically, don't let your guard down.
Exactly.
And if I have any questions,
yeah,
or if something seems suspicious,
mm-hmm,
don't hesitate to seek out more information.
Absolutely. There are tons of great resources available online.
Okay, perfect.
Good.
Well, this has been incredibly eye-opening.
Glad to hear it.
I'm definitely feeling more aware of the risks.
That's good.
But also more empowered to protect myself.
Excellent.
Now, before we move on to the bigger picture implications of double-click jacking,
yeah,
I'd love to hear your thoughts on something.
Okay, what is it?
We've talked about the technical solutions and the user awareness piece.
Uh-huh.
But what about the responsibility of websites and online platforms?
Well, that's a great question.
What role do they play in protecting users
from these kinds of attacks? Well, I think websites and platforms have a huge responsibility here.
Okay.
I mean, they're the ones collecting our data.
Right.
And they're the ones who benefit from our trust.
So they have a moral obligation to protect us.
Absolutely.
And in some cases, a legal obligation.
Depending on the laws in their jurisdiction.
So it's not just about complying with regulations.
No.
It's about building trust with users.
Exactly.
And demonstrating a commitment to security and privacy.
That's right. Websites and platforms need to be proactive.
Okay.
Not reactive.
So they need to anticipate potential threats.
Yeah.
And implement strong security measures.
Right.
And be transparent with users about how they're protecting our data.
Exactly.
This goes beyond just double-click jacking.
It does.
It's about creating a culture of security.
Yeah.
That permeates every aspect of online interaction.
A culture where security is everyone's responsibility.
That's a great way to put it.
So we need to move beyond just building higher walls.
Right.
And create a web that's inherently more resilient to these kinds of attacks.
Mm.
And that requires collaboration.
Between who?
Between developers.
Okay.
Security researchers.
Mm-hmm.
Browser vendors.
Right.
And users.
It's a collective effort.
It is.
To create a safer and more secure online experience for everyone.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've covered the technical details.
We have.
The user perspective.
Yep.
And the responsibility of websites and platforms.
That's right.
But I think there's an even bigger conversation here.
Okay.
About the evolving nature of cyber threats.
Uh-huh.
And what it means for all of us.
Yeah, that's a really important conversation to have.
So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think double-click jacking is just one example.
Okay.
Of how attackers are constantly innovating.
Yeah.
Finding new ways to exploit vulnerabilities.
And bypass existing defenses.
Exactly.
It's like a constant game of cat and mouse.
That's a good way to put it.
As soon as we develop new security measures.
Yeah.
The attackers find a way to get around them.
It's a never-ending cycle.
So we can never really let our guard down.
Unfortunately not.
What can we do then?
I think the most important thing is to stay informed.
Okay.
About these emerging threats.
Right.
And to be prepared to adapt.
Adapt to what?
To the ever-changing landscape of cybersecurity.
So we need to be flexible.
Yes.
And constantly learning new things.
Exactly.
And we need to be proactive about protecting ourselves.
Not just waiting for something bad to happen.
Because if we wait for something bad to happen, it might be too late.
Exactly.
This is all pretty heavy stuff.
It is.
But I think it's important to talk about it.
I agree.
Because the more we understand about these threats, the better equipped we'll be to face them.
Right.
Now, I know we've talked a lot about the dangers of double-click jacking.
We have.
But I want to end on a more positive note.
Okay.
Because even though this threat is real.
It is.
And it's something we need to take seriously.
Absolutely.
There are things we can do to protect ourselves.
There are.
We're not powerless.
No, we're not.
We can take control of our online security.
We can.
And we can make the internet a safer place for everyone.
I agree.
It's just going to take a little bit of effort.
A little bit of awareness.
And a healthy dose of skepticism.
You got it.
Well, this has been an amazing conversation.
Glad you enjoyed it.
I've learned so much today.
Yeah.
And I'm sure our listeners have too.
I hope so.
So thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us.
My pleasure.
Now, before we wrap up this deep dive.
Okay.
I want to leave our listeners with something to think about.
Okay, go for it.
What online actions do you double click on without thinking?
That's a good question.
Because now that we know about double click jacking.
Right.
It's time to be extra cautious.
It is.
About every double click we make.
Every click, really.
So I encourage you to take a moment and really think about that.
What online actions do you double click on without thinking?
Because the answer might surprise you.
It might.
And it might even make you rethink your online habits.
For the better.
For the better.
Exactly.
Well, that's all the time we have for today.
Okay.
But this is just the beginning of the conversation.
Right.
We've only scratched the surface of double click jacking.
There's so much more to learn.
And there are so many other cybersecurity threats out there.
It's a complex and ever-changing landscape.
But don't worry.
We'll be back.
We'll be back with more deep dives.
To help you stay informed and protected.
So stay tuned.
Stay curious.
And until next time.
Stay safe online.
Stay safe online. So we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We have.
From the technical details to the user psychology.
It's been a pretty comprehensive look.
It has. And, you know, we've even touched on some developer tips.
Some best practices for building more secure websites.
Exactly. But before we wrap things up.
Okay.
I want to take a step back.
Okay.
And look at the bigger picture.
Sounds good.
What does the emergence of double-click jacking?
Yeah.
Tell us about the state of cybersecurity today.
That's a great question.
You know, it seems like attackers are always one step ahead.
It often feels that way.
They're constantly finding new ways to exploit vulnerabilities and bypass our defenses.
The constant evolution.
It is. And double-click jacking is a perfect example of that.
It is a clever attack.
It is, because it takes something familiar, something we do all the time.
Like double-clicking.
Exactly, and it turns it into a weapon.
Right. It exploits our trust.
And our habits.
And it highlights how important it is to adapt.
To adapt to what?
To the ever-changing landscape of cybersecurity.
So we can't just rely on the same old security measures.
Nope, those won't cut it anymore.
We need to be more vigilant.
More proactive.
And more adaptable.
Exactly.
It's almost like an arms race.
It is kind of like that.
Between the good guys and the bad guys.
As soon as we develop new defenses,
the
attackers find a way to break them.
So what's the solution?
Well, I think it's a multi-layered approach.
What do you mean by that?
We can't just rely on one thing, like a strong password or a good antivirus program.
Those are still important.
They are, but they're not enough on their own.
So what else do we need?
We need a combination of technical safeguards.
Like firewalls and intrusion detection systems.
Exactly. We need user awareness.
Right. So people understand the threats.
And how to protect themselves.
Okay.
And we need continuous adaptation.
So we're always learning.
And evolving our security practices.
As new threats emerge.
That's right. It's a never-ending process.
It sounds exhausting.
It can be, but it's essential.
Because the stakes are so high.
They are our data, our privacy, our security.
It's all on the line.
And it's not just up to the experts to protect us.
Right. We all have a role to play.
We do.
So what can we do?
Well, for starters,
stay
informed about the latest threats.
Okay, so read security blogs and articles.
Exactly. And follow security researchers on social media.
Good advice.
And be skeptical.
Skeptical of what?
Of everything you see online.
Oh, yeah. Don't believe everything you read.
Exactly. And don't click on links from unknown senders.
And be careful about what information you share online.
That's right. And if something seems too good to be true.
It probably is.
Exactly. Trust your instincts.
And if you're ever unsure about something.
Yeah.
Don't hesitate to ask for help.
There are tons of resources available.
Like what?
Like the website of the National Cybersecurity Alliance.
Okay.
Or the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency.
Yeah.
That's the one. They have lots of great information for individuals and businesses.
Okay. I'll be sure to check those out.
Good.
Well, I think this deep dive has really driven home the point.
What point is that?
That cybersecurity is everyone's responsibility.
It is not just the responsibility of governments or corporations.
Right. It's up to all of us.
To protect ourselves and each other.
So let's all do our part.
And make the internet a safer place for everyone.
On that note, I think it's time to wrap things up.
Sounds good.
But before we go.
Yeah.
I want to thank you again for joining us today.
It's been my pleasure.
You've shared so much valuable information.
I've enjoyed it.
And I know our listeners have learned a lot.
I hope so.
So to all our listeners out there.
Stay safe.
Stay vigilant. And until next time, happy clicking.
But not too much clicking.
Right. Always think before you click.
Especially if it's a double click.
Okay. That's our show for today.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
See you next time. Bye.
Bye.